Blog Talk Radio.
The Gay Sid Fantasy.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Tonight is a big night. WrestleMania, and the premiere of Game of Thrones. So no matter what we do, we'll be seeing lots and lots of nipples. What a delight. Here's the show.
Starting with Ross.
You guys want to see my nips?
Now, give me one.
Already?
Give me one nipple. It really is.
Is it
it's
pierced?
A fucking pepperoni. It really is a pepperoni.
I like nipples. True.
Do you like
it's
that
not,
one? Though?
It's not fully erect. I could work on that for you.
It's fine.
Are you ever going to get your nipple pierced, Rob?
No. I have no plans. No.
Too much nipple to pierce. You'd need like 8 fucking rings in there just to get a real good piercing.
Yeah, you could put... Usually what I do when I go to get acupuncture, I ask her to put it in my ass.
Wow.
I can't even start to imagine what the context of that conversation was.
You getting acupuncture.
I never really had acupuncture.
But in the one time you did, you asked her to put it in your ass. That's probably why they never scheduled you for another one.
Oh.
Made the lady uncomfortable.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
We're on 4 seconds. We've got an ass insertion comment.
Injection live cast. We're on a bit early because it's WrestleMania. I'm pretty pumped for WrestleMania. I think I've been watching a lot of WWE Network.
Have you seen Sam Roberts from work?
Oh, he was in the audience of the Hall of Fame.
It's not from work for Rob anymore.
For you, it is.
Oh, low blow, knower.
Actually, low blow, Sid. You don't have to keep reminding me.
I wanted to remind her for being
rude. It was an honest mistake.
Didn't apologize.
I'm sorry, Rob. I forgot that you don't work at SiriusXM anymore.
Pour salt in the wound. Feel better?
Yeah, okay, I do. And the Hall of Fame ceremony was on yesterday, and it was on live. Usually it's on tape delay, and it's cut down to about an hour. It was 3.5 hours.
All of that was Mr. T talking.
At least 3 hours of it was Mr. T talking about his mother.
Mr. T went in the Hall of Fame because of his 2 matches that he had in WWE history.
He went into the celebrity wing, quote unquote.
And as I said to Rob earlier, it's funny when they induct a celebrity who's also the least famous person in the room.
Yeah.
Wait, why are they doing it now, though?
Because it's...
when did he wrestle?
He wrestled the first WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And it's like the 30-year anniversary, so
no,
there.
It's the 30th WrestleMania. It's the 29th.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right.
Which means even less, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And really, even if it was the 30th anniversary, so.
Well, they'll put someone 30, good in on the 30th anniversary.
They just try to make a big deal every 5 years.
Yeah, because it's a round number.
Yeah.
So they're making a big deal by inducting Mr. T into the Hall of Fame?
Who nobody remembers that
yeah.
under 30.
Well, that just shows like how out of touch Vince McMahon is.
Yeah.
He's like, we need somebody big. Who can we get? That Mr. T guy was
I'm Billy Paul Fool. I don't remember me.
I think it's more I think it's more symbolic of what he meant to WrestleMania 1 because he was the...
what did he mean, Rob?
The celebrity that got them all the mainstream exposure that they needed.
Wasn't that Cyndi Lauper?
I mean, she helped as well, but he was a much bigger star.
Liberace, I forgot. Wasn't he 2? Was he in 2?
Liberace was on WrestleMania?
Yes.
He was like the timekeeper.
Yeah, I think it was one, but I couldn't
remember.
He didn't
perform in any capacity, any
music. He just showed up, yeah.
They told him there'd be guys in underpants, and he's like, I'm there!
I'll be there! Oh, gosh. He played the bell masterfully, though.
Yeah.
That one bell strike that he had to do.
Wow.
I think daintily is the
He's a professional.
So here is every...
I'm all lubed up, ready to ring the bell.
Here's every time Mr. T said mother last night.
Mother. Is his mother dead?
Nobody knows the point.
That's not
going on and on about his mother.
You listen to this, right, Rob?
Yeah.
So is she dead?
No.
Was she in the room?
71 mothers.
Was she in the room?
No. Oh, she might have been dead, actually, because why wouldn't she be in the room, right, if he's getting...
Maybe she's so old that she can't travel?
Perhaps.
But maybe they just didn't give him any plus ones. They're like, we'll put you in the Hall of Fame, but if you want any extra tickets, you have to pay for them.
My mother was not religious, but she became religious.
There was only one mother.
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 I think so.
So we have some calls.
Really? What? Is it Jeff from Shat?
Let's see.
Maybe.
Put him through.
202, you're on the live cast.
I think so.
202. Hello.
Maybe. Put him through. 202.
Hello? Yeah, you're on. You should probably turn down your computer speakers.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I just called in to do a Roger Ratchet.
Okay, well, we're not doing that right now, but thank you for calling.
Oh, you're not? You're not?
Nope. No.
We kind of usually announce that.
We might do some shortly, so stick around. 203, you're on the live cast.
Hello.
Hello, Colin.
Hello.
What WrestleMania match are you looking forward to?
Hello. The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I'm kind of into that.
That's the one I'm most looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to the main event only because to be saved from it being Orton and Batista, if that happens. If not, I would just not pay attention.
What's the main event? Like, what am I going to watch tonight?
All right. Well, there's a world title match scheduled to be Orton and Batista, but Daniel Bryan is fighting Triple H earlier in the night, and if he wins, he gets to be in
the winner of the match.
Right, the winner of the match, it could be Triple H going into the main event. Whoever
again?
It is will go. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, logic dictates it won't be Triple H, but then again, logic doesn't always prevail.
Maybe it will be wrestling. Just as like Lemmy's dying wish to have his friend have the belt one more time. He's going to be, come on.
Triple H, you've got to do it for me so I can stay alive.
It's the only thing that's keeping Lemmy alive.
Yeah.
The Cocoa Puff is really hurting me lately.
Oh. Have a Cocoa Puff on a pole match.
It might be cancer.
You know, they say they go in threes, you know. I mean, the Derensky guy
and
Dave Baraki.
Oh.
It could be Lemmy next.
Wow. Imagine. Well, that Lemmy is three unto himself because of him and the two Cocoa Puffs.
Me and the two Cocoa Puffs.
Why does he sound like a grizzled Lucky Charms
guy? Because that's what he... Well, no, he's like a grizzled pirate.
I've lost me Lucky Charms. Yellow bones, green clovers.
Brown Cocoa Puffs.
He does kind of sound like that now that I think of him talking.
Brown cocoa. That's the wrong cereal.
You're not inhaling as I sound like...
Oh, he breathes really heavy?
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, you know, like...
No, that's Ozzy.
Yeah, I think that's Ozzy.
Yeah, sound more like Ozzy.
He's more... He enunciates more, but he definitely inhales a lot, I feel.
The Ace of Spades.
It's weird. He literally inhales after every exhale. It's weird.
Who does that?
Yeah.
He inhales loudly. Thank you.
Yeah. It's so weird how he converts oxygen to carbon dioxide.
What a freak.
It's a special talent he has.
It's all because of me, Cocoa Puff.
All right, Kyle, we're putting you back on hold. 847, you're on the live cast.
Hey, I have a quick question about Shlomo.
Okay, what's up? What's your name, by the way?
So the Shlomo hotline.
Leroy.
What's up, Leroy?
No, your name is not Leroy.
Is that an alias? Maybe it is.
There's no Leroy's anymore. Don't give me that.
I started listening when Lindsay was on the air, and I fell in love with Shlomo.
Ah! As we all have.
I've been listening to like every episode since the newest one, and I'm at like where Sean's birthday is, and he still hasn't called in. So how can I spare myself from going through till I find it?
Oh yeah.
So I was very excited that you're in love with him.
Was it his sweet heavenly voice that made you fall in love with him?
He's hilarious. Just, I don't know. Fuck. Hearing him talk about drops play, I'll giggle.
Of course.
Have you found Shlomo episodes? There have been some highlights where we made him sing a few songs.
I saw the Best Bits part where he does Slayer. That's fucking hilarious. And he swings that one close down.
Hey,
real talk, I have something else to contribute.
Oh, excellent.
Great.
So, do you know, like 3 weeks ago, you posted that royalty check from that Darkest Hour dude?
Yes, it was for 3 cents or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I work for Music Reports, the company that issues those or that pays okay. those checks out.
Uh-huh. Did you get access to those reports? Can you give us royalty numbers?
No. I never mind. Nothing, but just don't. No, I feel like that sucks that those royalty rates are so shitty for that guy.
I feel like you shouldn't read too much into it because I feel it's probably, you know, just.
Is it a sensational story, Rob?
Yeah, it was sensationalized because it was like. I'm sure he gets royalty checks for decent amounts as well, just that particular.
Yeah, that's just his mechanical. But that's not even counting his performance royalties.
Yeah, exactly. It was just for. It could have just been for one song that he was getting that royalty.
Right, and that's the other thing, right? It was for. Usually they don't issue checks unless it's over $50. So, if, you know, those ones.
So wait, you're calling him a liar? Or so how did he get that check for 3 cents?
No. That's like the first check you'll get when they're telling you they're using your music. Like, hey, Amazon's going to start paying you. And then they always give you that check for some reason. I don't even know. But then after that, it's $50 every quarter at least. But
he can buy 10 shares of Sirius now.
With that 3 cents.
I really hope he invests. I really need that money.
I notice how Rob is now laughing at the Sirius is tanking jokes rather than covering up, defending it.
I don't think I've ever, but they're stock is doing
hype it, Rob.
Do you still have Sirius stock, Rob?
Never had Sirius stock.
No. Okay.
I was a part-time employee. Noah, do you have Sirius stock?
I might get Sirius stock between the summer and next January.
So you have to it's a three.
Hey, can I request you get Carol back on the air?
No.
We don't know how she got on the air.
Yeah,
she
called us. We
she's
don't have
horrible
her.
Person.
She just follows the Metal Injection Twitter, and I must.
We'll get Carol on the air if you tell us your real first name.
Maybe it's Leroy.
I don't believe. All right.
All right, get Carol on, Sid. You promised
I'll
it.
I'll see what I can
What's his name?
Kenton? But
Kenneth?
So why did you say it's Leroy?
Man, I'm not talking my real name. I already told you where I work, which is a little sketchy. I feel awful. I'm regretting this already.
Kenneth may not be his real name either, then, if he's concerned about that.
Now we can't believe anything you say.
That's a good point.
You could have given a more believable fake name than Leroy. I mean, is this 1973?
Good job, Turkey.
You could have just said Steve. Really?
Hey, can we get Sid to smoke some weed? It would make him so much more optimistic. He needs positivity.
I've given Sid weed to smoke.
Murder!
And I can assure you he did not become more optimistic.
It doesn't
get more. I bet he's the biggest buzzkill. How do you guys do it around him? It's such a fucking vibe kill. Man, I can't.
He's the lovable buzzkill.
He's the Yangtar Ying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like you're throwing away weed when you smoke next to him. He's such a buzzkill. But
better about being a buzzkill.
Listen, I don't even smoke weed anymore, and Sid's a buzzkill to me.
You don't even need a buzz.
Yeah.
Also, I love when Nyazi calls in, because you always call him Nyazi, even though it's Nyazi. That is fucking hilarious too. Man, there's so many callers that entertain the shit out of me. This is all I do at work.
Entertaining part of the live cast for you is the caller.
Well, we know he hates it, so let's start with it.
No, Rob, you are very entertaining too. Rob, you are fucking funny as hell, for sure. Matt, shout out to you. I definitely, because you smoke weed and you're chill, you love talking about fucking wrestling, you talk about metal, you appreciate, I don't know, Sid, you fucking treated Quar last week. That was a little disheartening for me to hear what you were saying about Odorous.
I'm with
you. I was a little let down.
I have no regrets.
Wow.
Did you want me to be respectful for a change? Come on. No.
Yeah, the only person
he's such a cool
for
dude.
Philip Seymour Hoffman,
and
all
also,
right?
Also, speaking ill of the dead is something that Odorous would be proud of.
Yeah.
That's true. I'll give you that. But I don't know. I feel like you have no heart sometimes. And
that's
it bothers
pretty much
me.
True. Isn't that metal to be heartless? Be brutal and cult with a V and that kind of stuff?
No, when it's
not.
Someone the metal community likes, you're supposed to brown
see,
nose them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Time.
Yeah, but I will say because I knew Dave Brocky to some extent, I was a little offended because he was such a great guy. Only because
even Darren took offense.
I listened back.
Greedy, you should have hit him.
No, I never. I love
to slam him through the table. Light it on fire.
Darren, get the table.
Hell yeah! Give him a crotch headbutt. Noah can do it.
Nothing.
Leroy, how do you feel about Future Island?
They came up on my list on Amazon. They are making money.
Yeah, they are.
Oh yeah,
they're
what royalty checks are they getting?
Oh, they're definitely. They're
I don't know. I don't know that kind. I don't deal with any numbers. I just try to. I send out like licensing paperwork or like saying like we're going to use your music and paying you by the statutory rate set by Copyright Act. Whatever.
I guess that's
what's
pretty
that?
Sweet.
I gotta get into the music business.
Future Island just should be statutory rape.
Yeah, that guy's asking for it.
No, not rape. Rape. Like, with a T.
It should be raped with a T. With a T-bone steak.
T-square.
Raped with a T-square.
Yeah. Each side of it.
That's my new album. It'll be out on iTunes next week.
This next one is raped.
I found a review of Future Islands online here. I don't know if...
You're self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit.
Which I had, I gave that 5 stars. That was very helpful.
The review gave it 5.
If you really had talent, go practice and then get yourself a gig instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here.
That's true. Whenever you play them on the show, you ruin the end of my day.
If I only knew it was that easy.
So someone found a picture of that guy. They found their name. They found his name.
Bye, Leroy.
What is it? Oh, bye, Leroy. Thank you. We'll put you on hold.
What was it? Donald Levison, I think.
I believe that's his name.
But that guy doesn't look anything like the guy in the video.
He sort of does, but like
exactly
with a longer
like
head.
I think that's just a stage lit photo. Another one is someone with a shaky cam, you know? Douglas Levison.
Okay, and do we have, like, where did that picture come from?
I don't know. I'm assuming someone found it. I have no idea. It could be someone just farting around or, joking.
Apparently, Douglas Levison is in the chat.
Yes.
And he says it's him.
And he posted a picture of himself. There it is. It's in the chat now. You got it?
If that's really him, he should call in.
Trumpet fight guy.
Yeah.
God. He looks like a deformed Danny DeVito. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, now we know his name. We should try to get him on.
Oh, my God, Rob, if you could make that happen.
I don't even where would you even start with
him?
M-U-M.
We should have him on and then have him review Future Islands.
Because
he knows music. He knows music, though.
I was at my wife's coworker had a birthday party yesterday at her place, and she had, like, a Spotify playlist going that she put together. And, like, 5 minutes into being at this girl's house, that Future Island song came on. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah!
And I went on, like, a 10-minute rant about how awful it was before I realized, oh, wait, the birthday girl picked this song.
Right.
So I'm, like, shitting on Dipper. But
I have a question. Did your wife immediately stop being friends with her?
No.
Oh, she should have.
My wife is too nice.
Okay.
But I immediately stopped having any respect for this girl's music taste.
Yeah, well, why would you?
Yeah.
That means a lot to her, I'm sure.
She could see it in my eyes. The tone of the party changed.
Did you piss in the dip at all?
There was no dip.
Oh, you would have.
Bastard.
What kind of food was there?
There was. We brought, like, a bunch of really good baked goods from Bay Ridge, but that was about it.
So you brought all the food?
Yeah, pretty much.
And she supplied
the Did you eat all the food at least?
Not all of it, but I had an eclair and a brownie that we brought. It was delicious. We had eaten dinner beforehand, so it's okay. But it was weird.
I was concerned.
They didn't really have a nice spread.
Well, I think I found Douglas Levison's Facebook page.
Is it
kidding
the
me?
Same?
Is it him?
Is it him?
Oh, yeah, because he goes, "Please note! There have not been, nor will there ever be, any comments from me to dignify any or all of the insane, outrageous responses sent about a very minor situation in passing that has been blown completely out of proportion."
That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah.
I guess that means we're never going to get him on the show.
It's also phenomenal that people would presume to hack in and send replies in my name. All of you who do nothing more or better
then to serve an illusion will receive exactly what you deserve.
Rob, have you been practicing? That's really good.
You nothing! Nothing!
Wow.
You any kind of artist? Anybody know who you are?
And one of the comments is, who are you?
Yes.
Does who
it,
are
like,
you?
Is there any information in his about? Like, you know, what he does?
Yeah.
He's a trumpet player.
Celebrities that he's met.
He works for Flower Power Creative.
Those
photos were from like a George Harrison tribute show.
Oh. So now find out what Flower Power Creative is. It sounds like terrible. Like, we'll book a Richie Havens concert for you.
Pretty much.
Let's.
Their Twitter is flowerpower8888. Just in case you're wondering.
Why are we plugging this?
Flowerpowercreative.com is a community.
Wait, Flower Power? Is that like for like
hippies.
Weed?
Washed up hippies.
Flower Power was an expression in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, I know that. But like, does he work for a company that sells weed or something?
No, he probably works for washed up hippies.
Oh, it's just like event coordination, I guess.
But, all right.
They do events.
So you could, but he's not like the one you book to show up and yell at people.
No, I think he's probably like a coordinator.
They're sitting on a gold mine and they don't even realize that everybody just wants to book Douglas.
He should MC people's weddings like Howard Finkel. Great.
You? Who are you? You're the father of the bride? Come up here. What am I going to walk you up on stage like Bob Dylan? You call that a best man speech? <It's> terrible. Who are you? Where's the bar? I heard David Crosby give a better best man speech in 1978. Who are you?
You are self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit. I'm trained classically. I'm trained contemporaneously.
I love how out of breath he is. Like, he can't even stop to breathe.
So
he's a fucking hunchback. You see him? I mean, he can't have good circulatory procedure.
They should have him ring the bell at WrestleMania tonight.
Oh, I wish.
They should put the bell in his hunchback and have someone ring it, hit him in the back with a fucking stick.
Oh, hold on. There's someone got him on the phone.
Not appropriate, given the surroundings and given the day. He was, like, really told me to buzz off. He almost ran over me with his bike. And what happened was, quite frankly, he finally stopped playing and sat down on a bench, at which point I really read him the riot act about behaving this way, and he just took off and left.
Riot act.
Now, where do I come from in terms of Flower Power Creative? Our inspiration is the Beatles. And all of the peace and love involved with that.
The peace and love.
Meditation for nearly 41 years, and I'm a great exponent in peace and love.
Not working.
I am absolutely amazed at the kind of response I'm getting from my expressing myself. I think that there are times when it's appropriate to let somebody else know that what they're doing is simply not in keeping with the rights and feelings of other people around them.
We
got to
call
so
this
let that
guy,
go.
Please.
I have an explanation
He's
for
so
it.
So eloquent.
That's
Flower
my
Power fired
no
him, by the way, because they represent peace and love.
It's not typical
think, right?
of me, but
I think he
means.
Is
I'd
Flower
like to
Power.
Get the chance, you know,
Metal Injection should fire him
people.
And you as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
for the next Metal Injection CMJ show, you should hire him to be the event.
Why
person.
Are you calling me like this?
I'm sorry.
What kind of nut are you?
Who is this he's talking to?
He said he found this guy on in YouTube said he found his personal info, so he called him and asked him about it.
Oh, my God.
Who are you?
Can you contact that guy so we can get the personal info?
El Dandy says, holy fuck.
Who
he
are
sounds
you?
Like
Excuse
such a
me.
Yid.
Are you with Inside Edition, or are you some nut calling me up?
Yeah, Inside Edition wants to talk to him.
Is Inside Edition even
Why?
Still on?
Why?
I'm with A Current Affair, sir. I have a few questions.
Why?
Unsolved mysteries.
Why?
Walter Cronkite on line two, please hold.
Well, you have a good night. Thank you for messing up the first half of Jeopardy for me tonight.
People are constantly ruining this guy's time. How dare they?
It was on Current Affair, apparently.
Douglas is the co-founder of a beagle saving company. And he's like a nice guy.
Who are you to shit on my doorstep like this?
Are you inside edition?
Are you inside edition? You can't go to a tree. Who are you? I shit classically.
I shit contemporaneously. I always had the Daily Double. And then you have to go.
At least his tirades are in the form of a question.
You want him to miss Jeopardy, that's for sure. Good stuff. That's Douglas Levison, everybody. You learned so much. The crazy trumpet guy.
Wow.
Good job to the person who did their research and found him.
Yes.
What else is going on? There was another big story today with, this week rather, the CEO of Mozilla.
He sang it like Douglas Levison.
Mozilla!
Are you from Mozilla? What are you calling me for?
Mozilla are the makers of the Firefox web browser. And 8 years ago, the CEO donated $1,000 to an organization that was for-profit, or whichever one was the bad, or the one that doesn't support gay rights, or the gay agenda to marry. Marry. And it recently came out that he did
no
that.
No pun intended.
And there was a big hoopla. And he was asked to step
down.
Well,
the hoopla was because OkCupid no longer, like, they made it so
they put up an alert. Yeah, if you
use Firefox.
OkCupid is a dating site, and they put up an alert if you use Firefox to go on there that the CEO of the company whose browser you're using does not support gay marriage, and they do, and that 8% of their users are gay couples. And
what? Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
80% of...
Eight.
That's
it?
80.
Yeah, that's it. So isn't like 10% of the population gay, so less than the average of the population is on OkCupid?
The rest of them are on Grindr, perhaps.
Okay, so then what does OkCupid even care? They're clearly not the preferred
website. It's just a
website.
Principle, I guess.
It's, yeah, it was for principle. And that, the resulting press was enough.
Yeah.
For Mozilla to ask him to step down, and what were we going to say, Darren?
No, I don't think that's right. I don't think he was like, to have a political opinion is different from being outright bigoted.
And like, really, $1,000?
I've been going back and forth on it, and I agree with you, Darren, that it does seem like, well, it's not like he was in his professional life doing anything to impose his opinion, but at the same time, Mozilla... As a company, the ethos of them is they're an open source company.
Right.
You know, they're free software, and you know the.
I don't think those two things are parallel, though.
But their ethos is to be open source, right? So you know everyone should have access to their software, much like everyone should have equal rights. So it would be against their company's ethos to have him after this sort of negative publicity for the company. Like in terms of the company, their name was tarnished. Because of this thing, so that, from a company perspective, they wanted him out.
The reason I differentiated those is because he didn't put it out there. Private, what, really? He made a private donation. It's different to me from Dave Mustaine.
He wasn't, like, actively campaigning. Or
yeah, it's like Dave Mustaine makes a public statement, you know, I hate queers or whatever the fuck he says. To me, that's a lot worse because, like, you're actively promoting the fact that you hate, you don't want gay marriage. Whereas if you do it in your private life, it has nothing to do with the web browser or anything. You know what I mean? I see a difference.
Yeah, but he's a representative of the company, though. He's the representative.
Anyway, unless you spoke openly about it at work.
It's not. You can look that up. It's public.
Campaign donations.
Okay.
But fine. So if OkCupid put him on blast, you know, that's fine. If people don't want to use it because of that, I support that too, you know. But
so the company didn't want
How homophobic and evil would Firefox have to be for people to start using Internet Explorer again?
Oh, that's a great question.
What level?
They basically have to kill gay people. No, there's Chrome. There's Chrome.
You can still use Chrome.
Yeah, you don't have.
What if every web browser but IE killed people?
I don't believe that for a second.
I mean, the browser itself. What if the browser's killed people?
Just using the browser as a gay person.
What if Chrome and Firefox pulled like Halloween 3, like those masks?
Like instantly or at random?
No, instantly, as soon as you look at it, it goes, happy, happy Halloween, and then the bugs crawl out of your mask.
See, if it was random where it could be instantly or it could be 5 years from now, I think we'd take the chance. But if it was instantly, then we'd have to go to Internet Explorer.
I don't know. I think I'd still use IE. I don't want to die even randomly. It sucks, but it's better than dying.
I suppose. My mother agrees with you.
Oh, she likes the
I think. I don't
the
know.
Blue E?
Probably. Whatever just comes with the computer.
Oh, okay.
So, well, yeah, that was that.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Well, either way, he's out of there.
He stepped down, right? He resigned.
Yeah.
Good.
Makes sense. When is Dave going to resign from Megadeth?
Ah.
Never.
We clearly haven't put enough pressure on him, media-wise.